the Gemara on the top of Daf Hei Aleph, the Gemara tells us that both Rav and Shmuel agree when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that no dobezeh is asura bezeh. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered to be kedusha achas. Rashi says that means it's a chok kavua kiyom aruch, the concept of yoma arich bedam. The Gemara says, why should this be the case? Why is Rosh Hashanah different than the typical 2 days of Yantif that we assume that shtei kedushos, that there is a sveik adiyom? So the Gemara tells us something quite unusual, that realize that Rosh Hashanah means, of course, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. All of a sudden now, it is day 30, and Ishto ha-Edom Lava, the Edom did not come in order to declare that they saw the Molad Halavana. It was already the afternoon, in such a case that the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim had to have been offered. It was offered, and Shira was necessary. And of course, the Shira Mikdash now is a Shira Shel Chol. As of now, this was not determined that this would be the time of Rosh Hashanah. Imagine that now the Edom are going to come, and they're going to declare that, oh, we saw the Malah Halavana. Today really is Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the Shira in Mikdash was that which was inappropriate. So the Gemara says such a Chiddush that, you know what? Chazal declared the following, that Edom are going to come at that particular time. We're not going to accept those Edim. And you know what? Rosh Chodesh will indeed be tomorrow. But yet, what do you mean? Knesset Yisrael were knowing that that day had a Kedusha. After all, even if Edim didn't come late in the day, they didn't come bright and early. But you know what? Already we anticipate they're going to come. We'll be Makadesh Levana. That means today is Rosh Hashanah. We're going to be knowing that indeed there was such an Yisrael Malacha. So the Gemara says the Chiddush that, therefore, knowing in Osiyom Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. Wow. So therefore, we're going to treat 2 days as that which has a Kedusha of Yantif. Is there any Sveika Dioma? Certainly, absolutely not. It is clear to us as of now that today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. There is no element of Sveika Dioma. What is an observance of 2 days of Yantif called when there is no Safik? So that is Kedusha Achas. That is Yoma Arichta. That is No Dabazeh Asura Bazeh. All right, tomorrow we're going to have to discuss these details of what exactly is the Kedusha Achas? What is the Shtei Kedushos? For today, the Tav Tosus and Daf Eimad Aleph. Tosus is bothered by the following. That imagine that the Edom did not yet come, and you have to offer the Karbanos. So which Karbanos are you going to offer? You're not going to offer the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah. It's not yet Rosh Hashanah. So certainly you cannot do that. You know, it's safe. We'll offer the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. But you know what the difficulty is? Once you offer the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, you're not allowed to offer any Karbanos afterwards. That's a Sugim Sakim Daf Tes. That's called the Essay de Hashlama. When it comes to Karban Tamid, the Hiktir Aleh Chalvei Hashlamim, the Gemara's Drasha, Aleh Hashlim Kol HaKarbanos Kula. You know what? There is no Karban that comes before the Tamid Shel Shachar. There's no Karban that is after the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, a noted exception of Karban Pesach, that's true. Karban Pesach, as we'll see, has a separate Seder HaKrava. But when it comes to all other Karbanos, they're sandwiched in between the Tamid Shel Shach and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So imagine, we already offered the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and you're not going to be able to offer the Musafim. We're going to declare today as Rosh Hashanah. You know what that means? We're not going to be able to offer the Musafim Rosh Hashanah. That's a hefty amount of Karbanos, no? Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, 21 Karbanos are supposed to be offered, and they're not going to be offered because we offer the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. And the Gemara is bothered, Niskal Kol Avim B'Shir. Like, the only problem is that the Shira in Mikdos was a Shir Shel Chol, and it wasn't the Shira that sung on Rosh Hashanah. What about all of the Karbanos that we are going to insist that are brought at that particular time? That's the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz. That's the chiddush of Tosus. Now, after all, v'ikot kilkul gabi musafim. You're concerned about the shira that's very important, but doesn't that pale compared to the avoda of Rosh Hashanah, the avoda of Rosh Chodesh, a score of korbanos? Why isn't that considered to be a problem? So Tosus writes, you know why it's not a problem? Because they would offer those korbanos. They would offer those korbanos. There's not much we can do about the shira. We already sang the appropriate shira, but you know what? The delay. We'll offer the Karbanos. We'll offer the Karbanos. How can you offer the Karbanos? That should be Nisidar Issa of the Essay Dash Lama. Aleh Hashlem Kara Karbanos Kula. So Tosa says, you're right, that typically there is an Essay Dash Lama, but under these circumstances, we're going to bend under these circumstances, we're going to override the Essay Dashlam. Wow. On what basis? How can you override the Essay Dashlam? Oh, Satosa says the following, because I'm going to apply the principle of Asei Essay Derabim, V'dachei Essay Dashlam. Because if you have a mitzvah derabim, like the Musfei Rosh Hashanah, that is going to override the Essay Dashlam. Wow, that's going to override. So therefore, you're right, that typically we always try to do it before, the Karbatamisha Ben Arbayim, but that problem is not insurmountable. If necessary, we're going to offer these Musafim. But Tosus, again, how do you know that that's true? What exactly is the vehicle of allowing the Musfei Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh to be offered, despite the fact that there's an Isser of offering any carbon after the Karban Shel Ben Arbayim? So, Asi Esei Derabim, and V'dachei Esei Dashlam. Where did Tosus get this Chiddush from? Oh, so Tosus here tells you, take a look at Pesachim and Daf Nuntes. Pesachim and Daf Nuntes. It's Erev Pesach. As we mentioned, Karban Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamar Shel Ben Arbayim. That's a separate Seder Avodah entirely. After all, Karban Pesach is a unit unto itself. It's not mentioned together with the Parshas HaKarbanos, the Parshios of Yantiv. The Karban Pesach is something separate, offset in Parshas Bo. It's an exception to the Essay Dahashlama. Okay? So all of a sudden, we offer the Karban Tamar Shel Ben Arbayim, and everybody is coming, and they're going to offer the Karban Pesach and the Mikdash Hashem. And guess what? This guy, he's Mechusar Kippur. You know what? He met the requirements of waiting the requisite days in order to attain Tara. But you know what? He has to bring a Karban. Unless he brings the necessary Karban to conclude his state of Tumah, he will be Mechusar Kippurim. And if he's Mechusar Kippurim, he cannot go ahead and partake of Karban Pesach. So this is not a global problem. No, this is a problem for the Yachid. What do I, the Kohen, do? You know, if I don't allow him to offer the Karban Chusar Kippurim, he can't partake of Karban Pesach. If I accept that Karban, by doing so, I violated the Essay Dashlama. So that's a very great Chiddush. Now, what do I do to solve his problem? Maybe one would have thought, you know what the answer is? Shabbos Daf Dalet, this we're going to have to discuss. That's Tosus Kashan. That's Sugya Pesachim Daf Nuntes. Don't we have a principle of Ein Orim Chatei Bishvil Shizka Chavercha? Don't we normally have that cloud that, you know what, I cannot commit an Avera to save you from. So we'll have to go through the details, but you know what Tosus says you see from that? That's not an ironclad cloud. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes we'll allow you to do an Avera to save someone else from violating an Avera Chamura, from violating an Isser Chamura. That itself is a world, no? When do you assume that principle and when do you do not? Okay, but do we have that possibility of allowing the Kohen to accept that Karban, which should have been brought before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, in order to allow him to partake of Karban Pesach? So that's what the Gemara says. Yavo Essay de Pesach, Shiesh Bo Kares, Yidche Essay de Hashlam, Shem Bo Kares. Wow, that's that sugya. We tell the Kohen, go ahead, accept that Karban. Ay, it's a violation of, yeah, but on the scale of things, wow, it's more important to accommodate his Karban Pesach, even at the expense of the Essay Dashlama. Wow. That's something which is stunning. And again, unclear, how does that work? So we have our sugya, no? What Tosus says, Rabbi Neperet, Sayyamad Aleph, and that is that, Asay Essay Darabim, V'dachi Essay Dashlama. You have a sugya, Msachim Adav Nuntes. We're not talking about Essay Darabim, but we're talking about a mitzvah rabba, with Karban Pesach, which can be Doche Essay Dashlama as well. Wow. And then Tosus adds another sugya. Tosus says, ooh, the story, no? Brachos Daf Mem Zayin, Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, Rabbi Eliezer, Bala Beis HaKnesses, came to Shul. Lo Matzah Ba'asara, there was no minion that was present. So guess what? Shichra Avdo Bishlima La'asara. He was Meshachra the Eved, in order to have a minion. Unbelievable. The Gemara says that how in the world can you do that? Kol HaMeshachra Avdo Over Be'esei Shenemar Olamim Tavodu. There's an Isser of being Meshachra and Eved. That's a machlokas in Sotan Daf Gimel, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. whether la olam hem tavodu is a chova or it's a rishus. How do you read that pasuk? In eved ivri, you cannot maintain forever. In eved ivri is yotzi lachar sheish. Mashen ken in eved knani, that you may retain the eved or you must retain the eved. You may or you must. Ooh, that's fascinating. That's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. That's one of the three places the Gemara says that they argue whether something is a mitzvah, whether something is a rishus. That's Tosas Kasha, so the Daf Gimel. How does that fit with Taryag Mitzvahs? No? How does that fit with Taryag Mitzvahs? In one line of the Gemara, you have three mitzvahs according to Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Shmuel denies. And Tosas just writes, like, in passing, there must be three other mitzvahs that Rabbi Shmuel agrees to that Rabbi Kiva denies, because it has to be washed. Everyone in the end of the day has to agree that there are Taryag Mitzvahs. That's a fascinating, fascinating deal. That, like, small line in Tosas. Everyone is bound to Taryag Mitzvahs. How you get there, we can negotiate, but everyone at the end of the day is bound. That's the very basic suffix in Ramban, Shorash Rishon. It's everyone bound to Taryag Mitzvahs Nemra, Lamosha Misina. But we assume like Rabbi Akiva, La Olam Bem Tavodu is a Chiyu. You must retain the Eved. You're not allowed to be Meshachar the Eved. And here, all of a sudden, the story that Rabbi Lezer was Meshachar the Eved in order to have a minion. How in the world is that possible? How in the world is that possible? So I mentioned that sugya is found in two places in Shas. Now, it's important to see both because there's a slight difference in two sugyas. Brachos Mem Zayin, Gittin Lamed Ches. Now, in Brachos Mem Zayin, the Gemara says Mitzvah Shani. Mitzvah Shani. Wow. For the purpose of a mitzvah, you're allowed to be Meshachar and Eved. Mitzvah Shani. Mitzvah Shani. In Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, that's the end of the sugya. Mitzvah Shani. Mitzvah Shani. Brachos, Shaka Vatari. Mitzvah Shani. The Gemara says something stunning. Mitzvah Babia there. Mitzvah Babia. Mitzvah Shani. In the course of doing a mitzvah, you can violate an Aveira, you can steal a lulav in order to fulfill the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah Babia there. You know what the Gemara answers? Mitzvah Derabim Shani. Mitzvah Derabim Shani. Wow. For a mitzvah Derabim, you could be Doche. The Isser of the Olam Bem Tavod. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. Interesting. The Gemara in Gittin doesn't have that Shach Levitai. The Gemara just says Mitzvah Shani. But the Gemara in Brachos immediately jumps. Violating an Aver the Tzarech Mitzvah, that's Mitzvah Babi Avera. So the Gemara answers, it's similar to us. Mitzvah Derabim. A Mitzvah Derabim can be Doch in Isser of Olam Bem Tavod. Artosus. A Mitzvah Derabim of Musaf Rosh Hashanah can be Doch Vesed Ashlam. Karban Pesach, Pesachim Nuntes, not really a mitzvah d'rabim, but a mitzvah rabba, a mitzvah sheish bokares. That also has the capacity indeed to be doche. Those are the sugyas. Those are the sugyas. That's something which is stunning. Tosus is especially bothered by that case because minyan, a minyan for what? A minyan for what? A mitzvah d'rabim of what? Of what? Of tefillah b'tzibur. Tosos writes, that's a din d'rabanan. And maybe one should possibly conclude a mitzvah d'rabim d'rabanan even can override a mitzvah d'yachid d'araisa. That would be a stunning chiddush. In our Gemara, we're dealing with dinim d'araisa. Musafim of Rosh Hashanah. The case of Karban Pesach. Maybe that's Sugyan Brachas. We're talking about the minyan asara. That's Tosos. That's the Ran. We're talking about a mitzvah d'rabbanan. We'll have to see what the koach adchi is, and then discuss whether it can even extend to a mitzvah d'rabbanan as well. But those are the three sugyas that Tosfos is balancing. Wow. So Beit Daf Hei, Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, and the sugya Gittin Daf Lamed Ches and Brachos Daf Mem Zayin. Now that these are all cases where something should be osa, poshub shat inisa daraisa, but we override. How exactly does that work? So what at first glance comes to mind, and this is exactly the Tosfos and Pesachim, Adaf Nun Tes, Asi Esei Derabim, V'dachi, Hashlama. We're talking about an Esei Doche. Maybe this is the principle of Esei Doche Los Asei. This is an expansion of the principle of Esei Doche Los Asei. You'll ask me, how in the world is it possible to violate Shatnes, which is Lav Daraisa, B'makom Tzitzis? The answer is Esei Doche Los Asei. And here as well, let's apply that principle. That an essay should be docha the iser of. So maybe immediately you'll ask, okay, esse docha lo say, but ain esse docha esse? Esse docha lo say is true. Here you're dealing with an essay that's true, but you're dealing with an essay of hashlama. You're dealing with an essay of lolamem tavodu. So how can you apply the normal case of essay docha lo? You're not dealing with a lo sase. You're dealing with one essay versus another essay. There it's so obvious that A is docha B. So yeah, tosus, psachim, daf nun tes, yes, because what exactly do I mean that an essay of lolamem tavodu? What do I mean by an essay d'hashlama? You know what the answer is? An iser essay. La'ol ha'bem tavodu means kol ha'meshach ravdo over be'essay. It's an iser essay. Wow. Hashlama, Aleh hashlam kol ha'kabonos kulam. There's a kiyum essay of offering the karban tavodu shel ben arba'im, but there's an iser essay of offering a karban after karban tavodu shel ben arba'im. You can have a kiyum essay, you can have an iser essay. Maybe sometimes you can have something which is both, which is, that's how the Rambam begins Hilchos Shabbos. No? Shabbos is not only a lav of losasa chomlacha, Shabbos nyantif is also an essay. Tishbos, Shabbosom, ushmartim es haShabbos kikodesh ilachem. Shabbos is an essay. What do I mean that it's an essay? The Rambam is mafurish. It has two halves. If a person is shoveis properly b'Shabbos, you're mekayim a mitzvah, it's a kiyum essay. And if a person, Rachman al-Islam, does not, he violates an iser essay. Sometimes you can have something which is a pure kiyum essay. Sometimes you can have something which is a pure iser essay. And sometimes you can have something that Torah performs blush an essay, and there are two halves to it. There's a kiyum essay, if yes, and an iser essay, if no. That's a pretty heavy, heavy, heavy chiddush, no? There's obviously a kiyum essay of Yeshiva Basukah, right? That probably the most well-known Menchas Chinuch, no, Shin Chavei. Not only is there a kiyum essay, but there's an iser essay of Achilu Chutz L'Sukah. Maybe not. But kiyum essay, that's obvious. You mekayim a mitzvah of Leishei B'Sukah. If I eat outside of the Sukkah, is that just an e-kiyum ha-mitzvah? Or what do you mean? That's an iser essay. You know, you wear a beged of dal kamfos, belit tzitzis. Obvious, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. But is there an element of an iser essay? Is there an iser levisha? Wow, is there an iser levisha? That's a lengthy din in Mordechai, Menachos. Tav kuf, mem dal, mem alf. No, that it's Shabbos and you can't affix the tzitzis to the beged. Is there anything wrong with wearing the beged? I can't put tzitzis on. There's 2 days in Mordechai. Is there an iser levisha? Sometimes it's hard to tell whether something is just a kiyum essay or there's an element of an iser essay. So the chiddush of Tosus is this. You know what? That la'olam hem tavodu is an iser essay. The essay de hashlama is an iser essay. You know, an iser essay pales compared to los essay. Allah, you get malchus daraisa. Allah, there's malchus daraisa. In order to get malchus daraisa, the Torah has to say lo hishamar penara. One of those four terms. What if the Torah says, don't do something, but it's not formulated in lo, or yishomer, pen, and al, that's an iser essay. And you know what? On an iser essay, there's no malchus. But the chiddush of Tosfos, that barring malchus, when I set up my structure, in this column there's a mitzvah essay, and in this column there are isurim, an iser essay is on the side of a los hasay. A nafgamin of malchus. Because malchus requires dumi delav de chasima. In order to get malchus, it has to be like lo safsum shrabadisho. So that's a lav which is mufurish bakra. If the Torah says don't do something, but it doesn't frame it as an iser los hasay, it's dino kolos hasay, even though there's no chi of malchus. Wow. That's the assumption of Tosfos that you saw. No? Meaning that whatever I know is true of a los essay is going to be true of an iser essay, barring the chiva malchus. Oh, so if I have a principle, the essay of a los essay, so I have another principle. You know what? That a kiyum essay is going to be docha in iser essay. Wow, that's the assumption of Tosfos. A kiyum essay is docha in iser essay. the Kiyum Essay of the Musar Rosh Hashanah is going to be Dolche, the Isra of Hashlama. The Kiyum Essay of Karban Pesach is going to be Dolche, the Essay of Hashlama. The Kiyum Essay of this Tfilah Barabim is going to be Dolche, the Isra Essay of La'olam Behem Tavod. La'olam Behem Tavod. Wow, that's an important chiddush. That Isra Essay, Dino Kalos Essay. Dino Kalos Essay. Who writes this explicitly? You want to see it like black and white? Oh, this is a Shita Mukobetzis and Ksuvah stuff, Mem Amad Aleph. Right? Vizel Loshon HaRashba. That's the Shita Mukobetzis. That writes, you should realize that in Isra Essay is like a Los Essay. When it comes to all dinim, with the exception of Malkus. What's the context of Ksuvah and Daf Mem? There, the Gemara is discussing a case of onus. A person is guilty of being ma'anis and isha. One of the requirements is v'los yalisha. If she's willing, he has to marry her. He has to take responsibility, right, for the avla that he did. The Gemara raises the following question. What happens if that woman is forbidden to him? He was ma'anis and nara besuva, but the woman's forbidden to him. Let's say it's one of the arayos. Well, you're not going to say v'los yalisha. He's allowed to marry Mr. Erva. Obviously not. What happens if it's a los asay? What happens if it's a los asay? The Gemara says the starting point. Maybe yes. Maybe because the essay of los isha will be doche, this a los asay. So even if it is otherwise a forbidden relationship, if there's a chiyuv, a mitzvah, los isha, that mitzvah has the koach to be doche, a los asay. And the Gemara answers that's not true, because it's not an ironclad mitzvah, v'los yalisha, because if she were to say, which she'll probably say, I don't want to see this guy again. No, I don't know. Marry him. That's the last thing I have around. E amra lo be'ine. If she'd say, get lost. Of course. So therefore, that is not a type of essay that's going to be docha lo sase. So the Rashba writes the following. What happens if it's kares? I know. There's no possibility of an essay being docha lo sase. If this will be an isolav, what happens if it's an essay? What happens if it's an essay? For example, Kagon Mitzri. When it comes to your marrying a Mitzri, that's an essay, Dor Shlishi Yavo. It's not a lav in the Torah. There's an Isser essay to marry the Mitzri. Oh, so that's what the Rashba writes. Yeah, there's an Isser essay. But just like there's a principle of essay Docha Lons essay, a Kim essay can be Docha in Isser essay as well, and therefore I can apply the principle of essay dochalos essay to an Isser essay. Why exactly is that true? Because after all, that realized lo adif milav gamur, an Isser essay pales compared to a lav, and if essay dochalos essay, certainly an kiyum essay is going to be docha an Isser essay as well. Wow, so that's the hidden secret of our Gemara, that you know what? The kiyum essay is going to be doche, the essay de hashlama. And the essay de hashlama is considered to be part of. Wow, that's an important chiddush. So it's like important to know whenever you have nafkaminas between an essay as opposed to a los essay, an isser essay is going to fall on the side of a los essay. A los essay. That's pretty important. That's pretty important. No? Rachman al a person is an onein is not allowed to violate Yisurim, but an onein does not perform its sasei. That's the mission in the very beginning of the third parak of Brachos. Misha meisim mutalafanav. No, not just because of osek mitzvah. We discussed recently. No, there's an iser for an onein to perform mitzvahs, but you know what? That applies to mitzvah sasei. An onein is not allowed to violate Yisurim. An onein cannot go ahead and violate any isser, which is allowed, or even an isser essay, or even an isser essay. Well, that's a heavy issue. You know, the Gemara will discuss, now, Asuma, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Asuma is Pater Min HaMitzvos. Asuma is Pater Min HaMitzvos. They already were shown him that, right, Asuma might be Pater from Mitzvos essay, but he can't violate Yisurim. Part of that is... can't violate an Isser essay. Whenever you have nafkaminas between an essay as opposed to cases of a los essay, right, an isser essay is going to fall on the side of a los essay. That's this Rashi and Ksuvos and Davmen. And therefore, that's Pashub Shat in our sugya. This is not my Dupal, no. This is Pashub Shat in our sugya. That the Kiyum essay of offering the carbon is going to be Doche the Isser, because after all, the vehicle of Essay Doche Los Essay. Essay Doche Los Essay. Wow. You know what's difficult with this? We haven't seen it yet, but Beit Zechasma days. The Gemara has a stunning requirement of Essay Doche Los Essay. The Gemara gives you a couple of examples of Essay Doche Los Essay. One example, which may not be so simple, we'll have to learn the Gemara very, very well. Mila Bitsaras. Mila Bitsaras. That's Chesim Abes. Mila Bitsaras. You have Neged Saras for Malkam Hamila. Perform the mitzvah Mila. What do you mean? You're violating a law. Hishamar B'Neged Saras. And Hishamar is a law, right? Lo Hishamar Pedanal. Hishamar is a law. Hishamar is a law. The Gemara suggests an Essay Doche Los Essay. Wow. And then the Gemara writes the more common example, Kelayim and Tzitzis. Kelayim and Tzitzis is an example. That's it. Those are the two sides, the Gemara sides. Here, Chesma Beis. Chesma Beis. So the Gemara has the following Havamina. You know what? Ooh, our case, Shchita Yantif. But you know what? I didn't prepare dirt from before Yantif for Kisiyada. And now Shchita is done. In order to access the dirt, I have to violate a malacha. How am I going to get this dirt? Well, I'm going to go ahead and dig, pick up a clod of dirt, and break it up into small particles. Those are malachos, no? Digging, that's chofer guma. No, that's choresh. No? Breaking it up is kotesh. That's a form of tochen. So, not so simple. How am I going to get those small particles of dirt in order to engage in kisiyada? So the Gemara suggests essay doche los essay. No, chesem abeis. The Gemara suggests essay doche los essay. That the mitzvah of kisiyada be doche any iser that would be involved in accessing the dirt on yantif. So the Gemara says that cannot be for two very, very important reasons. Number one is that one word, bi'idna, bi'idna. Bi'idna means that simultaneous with, at the moment that you violate the law, you're mekayim the essay. Di'idna de kema'akir alav kamukim le essay. That's the Lashon HaGemara. At the moment you're violating a law, you cannot go ahead and you have to fulfill the mitzvah essay. That's true when it comes to milin saras. That's true when it comes to kelayim and tzitzis. But that's not true in this case. I'm going to access dirt. That's a malacha daraisa, freeze. You just buy the malacha daraisa. Subsequently, you're using it for the purpose of kisi adam. That's not bi'idna. The application of essay doche los essay is only if A and B are simultaneous. You need simultaneity in order to invoke essay doche los essay bi'idna. And then the Gemara says something that, wait a second, yantif. Yantif is not just a lav. Yantif is a lav and an essay. And an essay doche los essay v'essay. Those are the two objections the Gemara has. There's no way in the world you can apply essay doche los essay to kisui hadam with the malacha that precedes it. Number one, you can't have such a case of essay doche los essay. Be'id number two, a lav and an essay. Okay. So essay doche los essay requires bi'idna. And what happens if you don't have bi'idna? What would you call that? I'll violate an avera now to accommodate a mitzvah later. You know what I'm going to call that? Mitzvah b'avera. The difference between essay doche los essay and mitzvah b'avera is one word. Bi'idna. That's pretty stunning, no? That's the Gemara Daf Ches. If it's bi'idna, I'm good. Essay doche los essay. If it's not bi'idna, that's called a mitzvah b'avera. Wow. That's something which is stunning. That's all Beit Zechesma Beis. So this is just a little bit of background now. Oh, so the Tosus is about it. You know what? somehow this mitzvah, the mitzvah of offering the musfei Rosh Hashanah, or this mitzvah of Korban Pesach, or this mitzvah of the tefillah barabbim, the three sugyas, right? They're able to override what is an essay. What is an essay? The essay of Vom Bem Tavodu, or the essay d'ashlama. What do you mean? Ain essay doch essay. The answer is a great chiddush. No, this is not a kiyum essay. This is an isser essay. You'll show off a rashba, right? Ksuvas dav mem, dino kolos essay. Essay doch kolos. I'm still stuck. Even if it mamish is dino kolos essay, but it's not be'idna. It's not be'idna. It's not be'idna. How does any of that work? I'm going to be meshachem revit now in order to. I'm going to go ahead and accept this carbon in order to. How is any of that going to work? How is any of that going to work? You need bidna. You don't get past square one. And if not for that, that's called mitzvah babi avera. Wow, that's something which is stunning. So you know what the great, great chiddush of Tosfos and Sefer and Daf and Tesmanav is? You ready for this? All things being equal, you need bidna. You're dealing with the typical av. You're dealing with a typical essay. Tzitzis, kilayim, neged saras, mila, that's true. But you ready? If you're dealing with something which is a mitzvah derabim, you don't need bidna. Their essay d'alchol works without bidna. Without bidna. That's the stunning chiddush of Tosfos Musachim and Daf Nun Tes. That this is an application of essay d'ocholos essay without the requirement of bidna. Without the requirement. So the fact that, you know what, we're going to accept his Korban Pesach, and that's a violation of essay d'ashlama, or the fact that I'll be meshachar the eved, you know what, that's a straight case where kim essay is doch an iser essay, and you don't require bidna. Because we're doing a mitzvah rab or mitzvah derabim. And guess what? That's exactly the shakla d'atarya in Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin Beis. Rabbi Eliezer was meshachar leved. How could he do so? But for the purpose of the tefillah sarabim. The Gemara says, what are you, mitzvah shani? Mitzvah shani. That's not bidna. And if it's not bidna, what would you call that? That's exactly the Gemara. Mitzvah babi avera. That's mefurish in the Gemara. It's a mitzvah babi avera if it's not bidna. What is the Gemara answer? Mitzvah derabim shani. Tosus. You don't need bidna when it comes to a mitzvah derabim. Yes, Tosus, where did I get this from? Where did I get this from? This is simply the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara. The Gemara suggests mitzvah shani, which means the mitzvah is doche, esi doche lo sasei. The Gemara immediately says it's not bidna, and therefore it's a mitzvah babi avera. Okay, you know what? The Gemara doesn't use that word bidna, but Tosus, that's pshat in the Gemara. It's a mitzvah babi avera because it's not bidna. And the Gemara answers that mitzvah derabim does not require bidna. Does not require bidna. Wow, that's pretty important. That's a pretty important chiddush, no? This is already a ha'ar of the Ran. The Ran in the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Gemara in Daf, Mabez. The Magen Avraham quotes this, Milchus Pesach. Tough memvah. The Magen Avraham quotes this. You know, there the Gemara says, you don't have a shofar. You don't have a shofar. Are you allowed to be mechalel yantif in order to get your shofar? That's mefurish in Gemara. No, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis. No, no. You cannot be mechalel yantif in order to access your shofar. Even akrekach ein mefarchin es hagal. You know what? I know that there's a shofar underneath that pile of debris. But you can't even go ahead and remove the debris. Akrekach. That's one of the examples that'll be relevant for us, that when it comes to Muktzah Drabanan, Asuchizik L'Divrayim. Wow. You can't violate Malach in order to access the Shofar. You cannot go ahead and do so. Why can't you do Malach? In order to go ahead and then access the Shofar. Oh, so the Ran writes the following. You know why? Because Yantif is a lav and then a say. And in a siddhachalosa, sef hasei. That's what the Ran writes. Why can't you do malacha daraisa for the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? Because shofar, it's an essay. An essay, lo chalos essay. Oh, the answer, you can't do it. Oh, beis hachesem beis. Because yantif is alav. Komalach hachesem ala losasa. It's also an essay. Tishbo shabosa. And therefore, an essay, lo chalos essay. Vesay. That's the rug. Oh, the Magen Avraham writes. Yeah, take a look. Tuf Mem Vav. Hikshish shibili halaket. Forget about an essay, lo chalos. It's not be'idna. No? Why can't you apply Yasid HaKalosa? So you know what the answer is? It's not B'idna. You know what? I'm going to be Mechalel Shabbos right now to fashion a shofar, to access a shofar, and now we'll get everybody together and we'll blow the shofar. It's not B'idna. So what does the Ran have to say that you cannot go ahead and be Mechalel Yantif to pull the mitzvah shofar because in Yasid HaKalosa say V'asei? Forget about that. No, it's not bidna. It doesn't begin. It doesn't begin at all. That's the kasha of the Shvila against the Ran. Oh, Shvila continues. The tirei's Rabbeinu Tam. No. Shofar is an essay to Rabbim. You're going to sound the shofar. 1,000 people are going to fulfill the mitzvah shofar. That's called an essay to Rabbim. And when it comes to an essay derabim, you do not require bidna. Essay derabim dafilosa say afagav de bidna mekar lav lo mekayim essay. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. An essay derabim does not require bidna. Yeah, that's brachas tafim zayin. That's all these sukkahs. An essay derabim can be docha lav even if it's not bidna. Even if it's not bidden at all. So why can you not be mechalayantif in order to accommodate the mitzvah tzkiyah shofar? Because it's alive in an essay. And ain essay dochalos essay v'essay, even if the essay is an essay d'rabim. Essay d'rabim is an exception to bidden, but not an exception to ain essay dochalos essay v'essay. That's the shibo leket. That's like a mitzvah, no? That's a mitzvah, the Magen Avraham. Take a look and Shibalei Leket. Wow. That's the deen when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. So that Tosus writes is Poshub Shat in all these cases. Wow. You have an essay juxtaposed against an Isra essay. It's Doche. That's it. And you'll tell me about an essay to Hashlama. Don't worry about that because a mitzvah derabim can simply push away an essay to Hashlama. Categorically, even in a case of Karban Pesach, right? And certainly in a case of a mitzvah derabim as well. And that also says is the yisod of the sukkahs. Wow, that the mitzvah derabim is doche, achil of a yachid. That's something which is stunning. What exactly is the vehicle? Esedochalosis. Wow, that's a chiddush. How else would you understand this? How else would you kind of understand this? That if without this chiddush, how would you understand that possibility? The kohen is allowed to go ahead and accept the karban to allow a person to partake of karban pesach. So to say it's working with essay of halosei is great, but these are great chiddushim. Kiyum essay, iser essay, not beidna. All right, you have to build all that in. Is there any other possibility? So that's why I wanted you to take a look at the Sugin Shabbos and Daf Dalet. That Gemara has nothing at all to do with Esed Ocholosis. That's the Sugya of Rediya Sapas. Nothing to do with Esed Ocholosis. You know what? You have this guy, and this guy, on Shabbos, right, takes his dough and plasters it on the wall of Lavin. And the guy walks. It's a time bomb. It's only a matter of minutes until this dough bakes. It reaches the shiv krimas panim. And guess what? There's a chiv kares, there's a chiv skila, there's a chiv chatos. Now, that's a malacha daraisa v'ofe. The guy could not be more negligent. No? He goes ahead and takes his object, he sticks it into the oven and walks away. Guess what? All of a sudden I show up. I can save the day. No? I'll just take it out. I'll take it out of the oven. Okay. Cool. Radia Sapas is talking about a case where, you know, like an Eish Tanur, no, they plastered the dough on the wall of the oven. And Radia Sapas is an Issid Rabbanan. Radia Sapas is an Issid Rabbanan. You're not allowed to do that. Oh, so the Gemara raised the issue. Yeah, but look what's at stake. Well, if I do it, it's Nisid Rabban, Radia Sapas. If I don't do it, that'll be an Issa Shesh Voskila. So look at the dilemma that I'm in. Now, can I violate an Isser Kal to save a person from violating an Avera Chamura? That's an incredible Shikladas. No? No, all things being equal, you know, I try to help the guy. But is there an allowance for me to go and do so? So maybe surprisingly, the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says it rhetorically. V'chi omer lo l'adam, chatei kadei shizka chavercha. What, we allow a person to violate Yisrim to save someone else from? Really? Is that, you know? I'm walking off from shul and I see this neighbor. He's planting seeds right on Shabbos. On Gavaldik, you know, I'm just going to unplant everything that he planted. I'm going to trail him. No, he'll tell me those are Yisrim. Yeah, but look, I'm saving the guy from Amamish. Oh, that's Rishash. When are you chayiv in Zaria? No, the mice is Zaria. Does it have to take root in some shape or form? You know, let's assume yes, it has to take root to some shape or form. I'm going to save the day. Are you allowed to do that? So here the Gemara says no. You do not say chatei bishvil shiz chavercha. Wow. So Tosus is bothered. You really don't say chatei bishvil shiz chavercha? What do you do with psachim nun tes? That Kohen who is accepting the Karban Chusa Kippurim, violating the Seda Shlama, to allow this guy to bring a Karban Pesach? Or what do you say about Rabbi Yezer, who is Meshachar Neved in order to accommodate the needs of the Tzibur? Isn't that exactly an application of Chatei Bishvil Shiz Chavercha? Wow. That's a Tosas on Shabbos. Right? The Dafdal Amar Aleph. Astira. The Gemara on Shabbos says no, and all these other sugyas say yes. All these other sugyas say yes. Well, not up until now. Up until now, we said, you know why all these sugyas say yes? This is an example of Esed Ochelos Esed. This is an example of a Kiyum Esed being Dochen Yisra Esed. And you don't need all the Be'idna Esed Ochel Esed. Kiyum Esed is Dochen Yisra Esed. As long as it's a mitzvah derabim. You know what I would tell you? According to the Tosus of Sadnam and Test, the Tosus of Kashan Shabbos Teftal does not begin. The Gemara says you cannot commit a chait in order to go in to save somebody else from. Isn't that exactly what the Kohen is doing? No, that's not what the Kohen is doing. The Kohen is embracing Esed Ochelos Esed. Esed Ochelos Esed is an example of chatei bishvil shiyizke. I have a beged, which is linen. And I go ahead and I put tcheles, which is wool. But that's chatei bishvil shiyizke. I'm fulfilling a mitzvah to save myself from violating an issa? Of course not. If there's Esed Ochelos Esed, it means b'chihai gavna, call it whatever you want. Now we discussed before. Call it hutra, call it duchuya, whatever you want to call it. There's no isser. You know, when you're clapping al-chayt on Yom Kippur, there's no al-chayt for Esed Ochelos Esed. No, it's mutter. That's not chatei bishvil shiyizke. Here Shabbos is chatei bishvil. I'm violating an issur rabbanan. Maybe you'll tell me, I'm justified in doing so. Maybe you'll tell me this is something which is called, the words, an aveira lishma. An aveira for the right reason. But an aveira. That's not true of these cases. Wow. So you know what you see from that kasha Tosas? Shabbos Daf Dalet? Wrong. Tosas says that's not how to understand the sugya in Beitza, or the sugya in Gittin, the sugya in Brachas, the sugya in Psachim. That's not how to understand the sugyas. You know what the sugyas are? This is a violation of an Esed Hashlama. This is a violation of an Esed Hashlama. But, it's worth it. It's like an Akira Stavman HaTorah. Sometimes you're in a situation where anywhere you turn there's a problem, and something has to give. One vehicle can be Esed Ochelos Esed, where you know what? No, that's a built-in device that tells me, B'chi Hagavan, there's no Isser whatsoever. But sometimes, that's not true. wherever you, to use the mashal of the Rambam, no, based test nachos mamrim, kishem sharofe chote chever echad, rachman al islam, a doctor sometimes has to amputate a limb. That's tragic. That's not a sigil chalos essay. No, but you're amputating a limb because you're saving a person. If you can demonstrate what is gained far outweighs to what is lost, no, a triage, a risk-benefit factor. In such a case, that's when we assume, sometimes yes, it's worth it. Chatei bishvil shiyizka chadercha. Chatei bishvil shiyizka chadercha. And that is Tosus Astira. If you say it in all these sugyas, and if that's pshat in Pesachim daf nun tes, chatei bishvil shiyizka, why don't you say the same thing in Shabbos and daf aleph? That Rediya Sapa should be mutter because of Chatei Bishvil Shiyizka Vercha. That's Tosus' discussion, no? And Tosus answers, those cases are highly different, no? Rabbi Elazar came to Shul, they didn't have a minion, okay? Here, the guy was absolutely posheya. The guy was absolutely posheya. He goes ahead and dares me, no? He takes his food and he puts it in the oven on Shabbos, like daring you to go ahead and take it out, you know? A guy goes in and plasters it on the wall of the oven, daring me to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, because otherwise he's going to... So Tosu says, you know, if the guy was outright posheya, that's when we don't apply the true principle of Chatei Bishvil Shiyizka. But it is a true principle. It is a true principle. Wow. That's something which is stunning. For our purposes, you see that the allowance to override an essay d'ashlama, the allowance to override lamed tavodu, is not because of an essay d'ochalos. This doesn't meet the requirements of essay d'ochalos to say it's not didna. You have to come up to something else. And that something else is chatei bishvil shiyizka. Chatei bishvil shiyizka. Those are two very, very different biurim, and how Rabbi Eliezer was allowed to mishachar that eved for purposes of tefillah b'tzibur. Either because this is a case of an essay dochalos essay, a kima sitting dochanisar essay, or you know what? It's worth it. That's sometimes a hard hashara, but sometimes it's worth it. Just like Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, it's worth accepting this carbon to allow a guy to participate in carbon Pesach. And I'll tell you a third beer. How is Rabbi Lezer allowed to mishachar that eved for the purpose of tefillah b'tzi? You know what the third beer is? The Ran. And that's Sugin Gittin, the Flamet Hes. The Ran writes a stunning Kiddush, possibly number three. A stunning Kiddush. You know what? I'm not allowed to give a non-Jew a Matnas Chinam. That's called Los Sechane. Avod Azar Dachav. Los Sechane. What exactly does that mean? Don't go ahead and give a gift to a non-Jew for no rhyme or reason. No rhyme or reason. Okay. Does that really mean, you know what, you go to the barber and he does a decent job, you're not allowed to give him a tip. You're not allowed to go ahead and do that. You know what the Ran writes? No, of course you could do that. No, that's not called chinam. So sechane means chinam. That's not called the chinam. You know, you're rewarding him for his job because, you know, next time you come, you know, you don't want him to all of a sudden slip with the payas. No, next time you come, you don't want him to give you this major wedge. No, like you're gonna give for the services, and even if you're not gonna use them again, you know what? Yeah, but you know what? That's not called a matnas chinam. No, that's reasonable. That makes perfect sense. You know, you're doing it in order to. There's a reason. Okay. You ready for this unbelievable chiddush of the Ran? But take a look. No, gittin aflamet ches. La olam ben tavodu is like lo sechane. You're not allowed to meshachar an eved b'china. You're not allowed to meshachar an eved for no rhyme or reason. The default, the muskel rishon, is olam ben tavodu. Let's assume the following. I'm being meshachar this eved for self-interest, for my own purpose. Not b'china. I'm being meshachar the eved for a very legitimate reason. This is a chatzi of a chatzi ben chonin. That's gittin daf mem aleph, who can't marry anyone. So I'm mishachra the chatzi eved in order that he could fulfill the mitzvah peruvu. That's the Mishnah, no? Gittin daf mem aleph. That's okay. Why is that okay? The Ron says, not because proof was dochi surin. It's because the iser of kol ha-meshachar avdo over be'esei is only for meshachar and eved b'chinam. But if you're meshachar and eved l'tzorech mitzvah, l'tzorech, there is no iser of olam ben tavod. There is no iser of olam ben tavod. Those are three fundamental shittas. Now, how in the world was Rabbi Elazar allowed to meshachar this eved? What about olam ben tavod? One, is that siddur chalos say with everything that entails? The other is chatebiv shoshiyuske. We'll have to see what that entails. The third is, there's no iser whatsoever. There's no iser. The iser is l'shachar eved b'chinam. If you're m'shachar and eved b'tzorech mitzvah, that's not a violation of what mem tov odu. I'll tell you something interesting. We have to work this out a little bit. Where does the Ran say this? Gittin daflam ches. Where does the Ran not say this? Brachos mem zayin. No? Because gittin daflam ches, the sugya ends, no? How is whether m'shachar eved mitzvah shani? Done. What's the Gran Brachos? Mitzvah babi avera. Ooh, that doesn't flow so well according to the Ran. No? What do you mean mitzvah babi avera? There is no avera. There is no avera. There is, the Gran says mitzvah derabi. There is no avera. It's fascinating. The way we have the Gemara, there's an extra kashin teretz in Brachos that you don't have in Gittin. In this Pirush of the Ran is a Masechus Gittin. No? Perhaps the Ran did not even have that gears in Brachos. But that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. The Ran sounds beautiful, but it doesn't fit with the Gemara Brachos. Mitzvah above Avera. The Gemara should answer, it's not an Avera. You're not doing it, not doing it that way. Wow. Those are three shittas. Those are three stunning shittas. Okay, tomorrow. Now we'll have to just list all three shittas and the nafkaminas. But three very different Birim Rishonim about what exactly is the Hefter and these sugyas, right? And the sugyan brachos regarding Rabbi Yom. Okay.